Seattle mayoral candidate Ed Murray is holding a news conference at this hour. He says he wants to set the record straight on Mayor Mike McGinn's high-speed internet policies. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
One of Mike McGinn's campaign promises when he ran in 2009 was to extend high-speed internet in Seattle. The city is partnering with the firm Gigabit Squared to extend high-speed service that could compete favorably with Comcast. A Washington Post story Thursday implied that if Ed Murray is elected, he would likely kill the program, in part because Comcast has spent thousands of dollars to help elect him. Murray says he wouldn't kill the program.
I think what's unfortunate is that my position is that I actually support us moving forward with gigabits. We need competition.
Gigabit Squared President Mark Ansbury says he's in the process of closing a deal with the city to offer high-speed internet in 14 neighborhoods. He expects the partnership in Seattle to go forward, no matter who the next mayor is.
You know, this really is a competitive product and offering, and we'd love it if Mayor McGinn's there, but if he's not, we're going to continue.
Meanwhile, other competitors say they're already offering faster, cheaper internet in Seattle with private infrastructure. Joe Banga is with the firm Condo Internet.
We're currently building fiber to Ballard. That's going to be launched here in the next 30 days.
But these new offerings will likely be available in apartment and condo buildings first. Reaching single-family homes is much more expensive. Ed Murray says he's not sure which internet provider he uses at home since his husband pays the bills, but he's not thrilled with the service.
We've kind of gone to Wi-Fi in our house, and we live in an old brick house, so we have some issues.
Comcast donated directly to Murray only for his state legislative campaigns, but the company has given thousands of dollars to political action committees that support his run for mayor. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.